All right, welcome to the 9th episode of the 3rd season of Charlie and Me. Ooh, we got a fun one lined up for you today. We have a good interview with a reoccurring guest. And if you are not our friends and family, I have no idea why you're listening. If you are our friends and family, you're going to love it. Fun guest. We got Sam Carlson on the show. I think that's the first time I've ever introduced the guest.
Quickest reveal ever.
Before he comes on.
You had me in shock there. I was like, what?
I know. Just figure I'd throw it out there.
We got to redo the intro now.
Redoing the intro. And we're talking about some summertime activities. Going to be fun. But Charlie.
Grant.
We're going to get started. Talk about summertime as a whole and what it is to us. But we're going to start with some fun activities you've been up to. What have you been up to?
Yeah, I've been up to some stuff, Grant. I've been up to some stuff.
I'm aware.
So, I went back to Iowa a couple weekends ago.
Ooh.
For a golf tournament, which I've been wanting to play in with my dad for a while. So that was awesome. We played like 54 holes of golf or something like that. And in 3 days, free drinks, free food, won a little bit of cash. That's never a bad thing. Got some free clothes. Got a sick tan line. It was an absolute blast. It was just great father-son time. Got to see some people I haven't talked to in years out at the golf course. That was fun. I played really well, so it's always fun to kick ass. Always fun to kick ass. And then, after that, went to the lake, and my sister joined us, so we had a nice family COVID vacation where we just sat on the lake for 2.5 days. So, I mean,
how can you beat that?
Like, two of my favorite things ever, golfing and sitting at the lake and just family time. So it was quite the combo. Went to a brewery, one of the local breweries. Had some Iowa beer at an Iowa lake and Iowa air.
That's all you need.
It's clean living, Grant. It's clean living right there.
Clean living. That too, because we also have plans for this upcoming weekend to do very similar without the competitive aspect.
Oh.
We make it competitive, but
We're playing golf, Grant.
We're playing golf twice. We're going to the lake for a weekend. I don't know.
Fracks my second family.
I don't know, yeah. I mean, at this point, the family's gotten so big, it doesn't even matter anymore. Everyone can show up. Everyone's welcome. It's a big Italian family, basically. So, I was texted once last week. Got it from Charlie. Really random.
Great memory.
I was just like, wow, this is kind of weird. And she's like, hey, remind me about my dream that I just had. Because I want to talk to you. I only want to talk to you about it on the podcast. This guy's always thinking about content. He's only thinking about the podcast, what it can produce for our listeners every day. Charlie.
Yeah, I haven't told Grant this yet. Okay, so I had a very vivid dream. I was at a ski resort in Colorado. Never been to a ski resort. Never even skied in my life.
Wow.
Only snowboarded once. Never skied. I was at a ski resort in Colorado by myself. Didn't like have any plans to meet up with people.
Nice.
And I was there for a week. A week by myself. On the first night, you know, just bumming the slopes of, I don't even know where in Colorado, I met this Russian family.
Nice. KGB.
Super nice family. Spoke great English. We signed papers for them to adopt me for just the week. just the week. So I got adopted into this Russian family. So I went back to their ski lodge. It's the sickest place ever. It's just like that open air cabin atmosphere.
Oh yeah.
And then, so we're sitting there on the table, and the mom is just the nicest person ever. She's like, whatever you want to do to have fun, just let me know. I'm going to facilitate. I was like, do you have hot chocolate? She goes, yeah. She whips up some hot chocolate for me. And then we go up onto their balcony, but it's like in a bubble. So it's like 70 degrees on top of their balcony, but it's snowing like outside us, but it's not like hitting us.
What?
Yeah. And so I was like, can I sleep out here? She's like, of course. So I like went and grabbed my whole bed and set it on this outdoor bubble in Colorado. And they had a son my age. And so we went back to like trading baseball cards. 25-year-olds trading baseball cards.
Yeah, I was gonna say, are you just diverting back to your,
It was, I was sleeping on, like, decks and stuff, trading baseball cards, but in the middle of Colorado.
Hanging out with someone else's family. Like, yeah, you were basically just 12 again.
I know.
Like, that is actually a dream.
I woke up, and it was just like, that was awesome. Like, there's nothing to it, but I woke up feeling good, ready for the day. It's like, that was awesome.
The best part about all of this is I get this, it's like a 7:45 in the morning text. It's not like a 3 p.m. like, oh, dude, I have to tell you what my dream was last night. You texted me and you're like, I just had an awesome dream. I'm going to tell you about it on the show next week. So don't forget to remind me.
There's just nothing to it, but it's just so happy and relaxing. Like, I was just sitting out drinking hot cocoa on a bubble.
I had a dream last night. I was running from the police. So, like, that sounds awesome. I wish that I had dreams to just
hang out. None of that made sense. I've never been, like, never gone skiing or snowboarding in Colorado. I've never skied in general. I went out there with no intentions, and I literally just got adopted. Like, signed papers, adopted.
You know, just a quick adoption. Don't worry about it.
I made sure to clarify, though. It was only for the week. Like, I had my other family I wanted to get back to.
Mary, did you hear that? Just a week adoption.
Just 1 week. So, yeah, it was a crazy ride, but it was a fun run. Like, and I think once the ones, too, like, you don't struggle to remember anything.
See, I haven't had a dream like that in a while where it's like, I can't remember. I remember bits and pieces of dreams a lot, but I don't remember the full dream, like, start to finish that frequently.
Yeah, that was a good one. So, hopefully you guys can have a good dream soon, because it's a fun feeling.
I'm actually pretty jealous of that dream. Like, I'm just jealous. Well, I mean, I want a little Russian family. They don't have to adopt me, but maybe I just go on vacation with them for a week, and maybe we just go skiing and hang out in their bubble.
Dude, it was this sick lodge. It wasn't, like, overly big. It was, like, one of those ones you walk in, and it just feels so much bigger.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I understand. Jealous.
All the beds were, like, on the floors. There was no bed frames or anything. It was just, like, simple living. There was nothing crazy about it. It's just
Why were they on the floors? It's kind of weird.
I don't know. It's just Russian, maybe. I don't know.
No, I don't think that's a Russian thing. Whatever.
It worked. It was very comfortable.
It works, and you could drag it upstairs and thin the bubble easy.
Yeah.
Respect.
Yeah.
Damn. Moving on to brighter things in my life.
Yeah.
Sports betting in Illinois was legalized beginning of the year. Didn't really get to place very many bets. Now,
sports are back.
I'm on a heater.
I'm on a heater.
Yeah, it has warmed up a lot. Sports betting is back. Live sports are back. But, and Charlie and I had briefly talked about this earlier in the week, it is interesting to follow sports now because when I'm watching baseball, it loses a little bit of its lust to me. I'm not quite as excited in the moment when I'm there because there's not the fans. There's not the, when the obvious strike is called a ball, you're not hearing the boos in the crowd behind home plate. I miss that a lot. But then, the other night, I turned on hockey. And for some reason, hockey still has the same amount of... I just get excited to watch hockey when I'm watching it. And I think it's because...
Playoff hockey, too.
I think it's also because when you watch hockey... And the crowd is there. It's hard. For some reason, I feel like it's harder to follow the puck on TV. I mean, it is. So hockey on TV. Hockey on TV is a lot more difficult to follow. But now when there's no fans, I feel like I can follow the... And I don't even have HDTV in my apartment. For that, for sports.
Near do I.
For sports. It's standard definition hockey watching. I mean, it's basically... They should put the yellow line back around the puck, the yellow circle, so I can follow it. But I feel like I can see it better now without that. And I've started to really enjoy watching hockey on TV just because of that one thing.
I love watching hockey on TV. I think it's one of the easier sports in general because the hype is always there. It's always going.
Yeah, and the players bring the energy instead of the crowd, I feel like.
Yeah, because they're just buzzing around. But it's been great having and like cheering hard for sports again. Like, something's on the line for sports. Yeah.
Yep. Agreed.
And we're texting all your buddies back and forth. Like, I just need one run here. And you get it, and you're like, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's a fun feeling. If there's a rush, you just get that rush. It's fun.
It's exciting to have it back. Nothing better than just winning. Period.
Winning does secure a lot of things.
Winning.
Winning.
All right, Charlie Sheen. I never asked you that. Do you think Charlie Sheen ruined the name Charlie for people?
No. How often do you think about Charlie Sheen?
Every time I say the word winning.
Yeah, but not my name. So there you go.
I mean, I guess I don't think about you when I think about winning, but I think about him. How about that?
That's fine. But like, when you think of my name, you don't think of him. So therefore, you didn't ruin the name Charlie.
Touche, but I don't think about you when I think about winning.
You didn't ask about winning, you asked about Charlie.
That's true.
I rest my case.
Your case is rested.
All right. Let's get to the interview, sir.
We'll get to the interview right after my last thing I have.
I forget something on the list.
I forgot one thing on the list.
Damn it.
And we're considering...
Oh, I like this list.
We would like everyone's input, but we're considering a new video blog series. Probably be about, I don't know.
Four episodes.
Yeah, I was going to say 4 episodes, maybe like a 6-week series, maybe 6 episodes. Watching me try to get back in shape to run a 4:30 mile. Give us some thought. Tell us what you think.
I think it'd be great.
I think it'd be interesting to watch me try to cut out some things in my life that I probably shouldn't be doing to get to a 4:30 mile.
I would like the complaining of that. I want to hear that complaining.
It would definitely happen. But I want to try it. I think it'd be interesting. So if people want to see it, we're going to do it. You tell us.
Let us know.
You tell us, we'll figure it out.
Hell, come visit us. Come run with Grant and I.
Come figure it out, yeah. Charlie's going to have the GoPro strapped on him, running in front of us.
Backwards.
Exactly. Wait, no, you're going to run backwards?
I'm going to be backpedaling, like tour, like campus tour style.
You can't keep up.
Hell no.
Yeah, so that's the plan. Let us know what you think. If you want it, if we get like 5 people that say they want to see it, I'm going to make it.
I think we should do it at that point.
I need five. So 5 text messages, Instagram DMs, Twitter messages, whatever they are, doesn't matter.
Carrier pigeons.
Yeah, carrier pigeons. Messages in a bottle that you drop in Lake Michigan that I pick up on my run at 5:30 in the morning. That's it.
Boom. That'd be an ultimate sign.
If I picked one up and run and said 4:30 mile, I'd be like, all right, I'm done.
Okay, that's Jesus.
That's it. You're the guy. All right. Now we welcome on a very special guest, a friend of ours, a friend of the podcast. I think he's listened to probably at least 2, so that's pretty big.
I've listened to more than 2.
Former roommate.
Sam Carlson. Sam, welcome back on. I think you've been on at least once before, huh?
At least once, maybe. I know you guys called me another time just for a quick answer, so at least... One and a quarter. One and a quarter.
Just knock it down.
Yeah. I'm gonna take you off that pedestal real quick. So Sam, we'll start off the same before we get into all the fun, goofy stuff. Same question we ask everyone when they come on the show. What's your favorite Charlie and Me podcast moment?
First time I came on, when literally I couldn't think of any of my favorite Pete moments because all my Pete moments were just him yelling at me.
Yep.
It's relatable for some people.
I still can't think of any right now just because all he did was yell at me or call me skinny and pale, but you know, what a good time that was.
We're talking about our Charlie and Me podcast moments, so why you gotta talk about Pete?
Well, it was part
that,
of the
that
moment.
Was it. That was it. When you just couldn't remember anything.
Yeah, he's like Pete's so far in your head that he's now. Yeah.
Pete's in your head. He's now become a favorite. He was so far in your head. He's now become a favorite memory in your head. Think about that.
Exactly.
Damn, this guy's doing Inception. I love it.
Pete created the movie Inception.
Basically, at this point.
I wake up every night thinking about him, just screaming.
He's been in my dreams before too, but we don't have to talk about those ones.
Do you wake up with a 90 cadence going to the bathroom like he suggested?
No. No. Definitely do not.
Can you imagine that though? Trying to get 90 steps in a minute, trying to run to the bathroom in the middle of the night.
Sometimes I will say I wake up, my feet are moving pretty quick on the way to the bathroom.
Think about your downstairs neighbors just looking up like, what the hell is he doing?
Yeah, dude, what is this guy? Is this guy running around his apartment at 3 in the morning? Like, yes, I'm not even drunk. I'm not even drunk. I'm just about to pee my pants. Sam, you recently celebrated a birthday.
I did. The big 23.
Does your arthritis kick in now? I mean, really, I just want to hear about your 23rd birthday experience. What was it? What was it like?
With the ongoing pandemic, it was
there's a pandemic?
Unique birthday, we'll say. I worked.
Oh, nice.
Do you bring snacks for work?
No, I worked in the office. Or at home, excuse me.
That means your home is the office. You can bring snacks.
It's the office. You gotta bring snacks for everybody.
I had some of those pretzels filled with peanut butter.
Nice.
I just had a drink or two with.
While you're working, that's kind of irresponsible.
Well, yeah, it was like 4:30. Drinking.
Gotcha.
So it was like transition hour.
Exactly.
Transition hour. I love it.
Other than that, it wasn't the most exciting day, but hey, it's part of growing old.
Not like I'm that much older than you, but I remember celebrating 22 and 23 as being probably the lamest things that ever happened to me.
A little bit, yeah. I said 23 was pretty lame this year, but hey.
22 was like okay. 22 was like shit. I have to leave college now. That was right before senior year. 23, I just was out of college and was like, well, I don't know what's going on. Like, if I get blackout drunk, I kind of feel like an idiot, but it might happen anyway.
I turned 23 a year after being out of college, so
yeah, think about that.
Yeah, I turned 23 on a Thursday, got myself a deep dish pizza, and watched the Blackhawks play hockey.
That doesn't sound too bad.
Also,
I didn't even have any sports on for my birthday.
Also,
that's a shame.
23 may have been my peak birthday because it was my golden birthday.
Golden birthday. That's a big one.
So,
see, I had my golden and silver birthday in the same year.
Is it
22?
Is silver the double number or whatever?
So it's golden is what it actually is, and silver is if you reverse it.
So 32. Like, so I still have a 32nd birthday.
Yeah, that's your. I think that's your silver birthday.
Oh, can't wait! Now I got something to look forward to.
I never heard that term before.
Dude, that's 6 years. In 6 years, I'll have my 32nd birthday. 32nd.
I'm gonna start planning right now.
All right, let's do it.
It's gonna be the greatest party of our lives.
That's gonna be our last party. It's the last time I'll ever celebrate my birthday.
Sam, looking back, what was your favorite birthday or what a memorable birthday present that you got growing up?
Ooh.
Everyone has those handful of ones that they just remember.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Favorite birthday present? I'd probably say my golf set.
Ooh.
I'm not that good. I'm a pretty shitty golfer, but,
Hey, so it's great.
It was my first golf set when I think it was like 11 or 12 when I got my first, no, probably, maybe even younger than that, but got my first youth set of golf clubs and played horrible, but hey, it was fun.
Still the thrill of the round, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, I remember going and picking out my first set of clubs. That was a big day.
I remember,
big day.
I don't know where I was, but I was coming back to the house, and my grandma and grandpa were going to be there when we got back. They're coming to visit from out of town, and we pull up to the house, and they have just two sets of golf clubs, one for me and one for my sister. And it was sick.
And that's when Charlie decided to start swinging his clubs in the front yard and breaking windows.
I've never broken a window. I've only broken a mirror.
Eventually, I've hit my sister on my backswing with my golf club.
Nice.
Oh, you win. Sam wins that one.
Nice.
That was pretty young, too. That was probably a year or two after first getting the clubs.
I've been hit with a golf ball twice this month.
I was swinging, I was probably getting 110 mile per hour swings back then.
Oh, yeah.
Like 12-year-olds.
Really getting a torque in there. Working the hips.
Exactly.
Get your hips through the ball. Just.
I would have gone on tour had it not been for that, controversy.
Yep. Oh, yeah. We don't have to talk about it.
It scarred you for life. You couldn't move on from that.
Yeah. We don't have to talk about that controversy, that one-on-one controversy.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
We talked to PR people before, and they told us we couldn't bring that up. But since you
that's on the ban list for questions.
It's very sensitive.
So, you're a little less removed from the whole Division I celebration happening at the University of St. Thomas right now.
I am, yeah.
Charlie and I are, 3 years out? I don't think we know anyone on the team anymore, do we?
This is going on 4 years.
It's our fourth year, so we're out. So, what's the overall vibe for lower level sports such as track and cross country that are now also moving to Division I here over the next year, I guess?
2021.
Yeah?
Well, I think the first focus is, just winning that last indoor track, if there is one, I should say. Winning that last indoor track title.
Of course.
Before we get out. So, I think that's focus number one, but focus two, I guess, is, and I don't know how he's doing it, but, kind of a change in recruiting. Or,
right.
I said just Pete recruited. What?
Yeah, I don't remember being recruited at all.
So it'll be interesting to see how well that goes and if it actually happens. But hey, that's what, Patrick is for. So here's the hope of making actually put a team together. But, it's exciting, but it's also a little confusing because, at the end, it didn't really seem like St. Thomas sports are really that dominant in comparison, but it'll be interesting. It'll be a good ride.
It was definitely a good ride. We were definitely dominant in the two sports anyone really cared about.
Yeah.
Men's, women's track.
Yeah, exactly.
There's two seasons. There's indoor and outdoor.
That is true. Yeah. That is
true. Double the opportunity for a can of whoop ass.
100% true. Well, I was thinking more like basketball and football.
We sure did.
Oh, yeah. Those two sports.
Football, yeah.
Nah.
I forget about that.
Yeah.
Sam, how many football games did you go watch? I'm always curious to see what people say to this answer.
Freshman year, I know I went to the first game, which is like the first week I moved in. I went to Tommy Johnny, and then I think I went to the second Tommy Johnny that year, because it did one in the playoffs. So I think I went to three that year, and then I think I went to two other Tommy Johnnies. So I think I went to a total of five.
Ooh.
I work concession, so I guess.
Oh, that's right.
You kind of count that.
I'm not gonna count you working. You didn't go for the game.
No. Yeah. So I work concessions junior and senior year. So
I think I went to. I'm trying to think. Besides
four.
Discounting Tommy Johnny's, because I didn't go to one Tommy Johnny. I watched it from Trevor's dorm room. Freshman year, because we had a track meet. I think we had a track meet another time, too.
Yeah, we missed both at St. Thomas Tommy Johnny's.
So we missed two. No, I went to one at St. Thomas.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that when you guys had that?
That was our sophomore year. Sophomore
I remember
year.
That one. We did a meet, though. Parties. Some people went in after the meet.
We had a banger that day. Did I not run in that meet?
No, you didn't. We just got back at like halftime.
No. Different one.
I'm mixing up freshman year with that one?
Yeah, yeah. Sophomore year we had it too. Anyway. Went to that one. I think I went to 2.25 football games.
Kriak. Kriak was Tommy Johnny.
Yeah, yeah, but that was in college.
So we went to watch, yeah. That's right.
So we
went to more basketball games than football games, honestly.
I think I went to one basketball game. So, and in high school, I went to all the basketball games and football games. So,
yeah,
you know.
I honestly think the sport I went to most, other than track events, was probably volleyball.
Nice.
Nice.
Big volleyball guy.
Respect.
Did you ever go to a hockey game? I never made it to a hockey game. That's why, like, I'm interested to see how, like, St. Thomas does D1 hockey. I feel like they could transition okay there, just because it's a Minnesota school.
I feel like they're decent, too. It's just something, yeah, like they're at St. Thomas Academy, so it's like kind of a
hockey have their own place.
A lot, so. Yeah, you gotta go pretty far away to get there.
Yeah, it's kind of a pain in the ass.
Imagine if instead of an indoor track, they built the indoor track underneath, and then they built a hockey rink above.
They should have.
Or you think they do it the opposite way? Maybe the hockey rink underneath.
Heat rises, so they would want the hockey rink underneath.
Yeah, yeah. That would
be an insane sports complex.
Right? That'd be sweet. But you have to really, like, you'd have to...
I think we need to pitch the prez.
Julie!
Dr. Sullivan.
Julie!
Julie!
I saw her in a wine store once, and I just yelled out Julie once. I was drunk.
I was going to say sober.
But Julie, she jumped. She just about dropped the entire thing she had in her hand. And she's like, oh, hi. And I was like, hello. And then I just kept walking. It was pretty awkward, yeah. It was at Thomas Liquors right off of Grand.
What a great place.
Oh, that place is so expensive.
A little overpriced, but
it was close to the LLC.
It was no Marshall, let's just put it that way.
Nah, Ricky wasn't out there whipping drinks.
I still remember the first time I ever going to Marshall Liquors, freshman year. Grant has his fake, so we're using that. But I'm the mule, so I got my backpack. I went to the gas station to go get mixers while Grant went in. And I met him out in the parking lot, and he's stuffing the backpack with everything. And my sister pulls up. And she's like, Charlie? Hey.
Hi. Hey.
Don't mind me.
Don't worry about us. I'm surprised it worked. I don't know.
You build a beautiful relationship with Jimmy or Ricky.
Jimmy. Wow, you obviously didn't.
I didn't.
No, I always went to Park Liquor as a.
That was a safe move. Park was the safe.
As a young individual.
Oh yeah, no Park. They didn't even card you. But then Park's closed now, isn't it?
I don't think so.
That was the one over off of Snelling, huh?
Yeah, right by Whole Foods.
Right by O'Gara's, yeah?
Yeah, rest in peace.
Rest in peace, O'Gara's. Moment of silence. All right,
that was
good.
Beautiful.
I
went to Park Liquor once, and I got Four Loko.
my cousin used to always go there. Maybe he still does, and he would just, like, buy kegs from it. He'd just buy kegs from him all the time.
It definitely is a little overpriced, too, but I think they do that because I know they're... selling to underage.
Yeah, you pay a premium for a product, you know?
Well, yeah, pay a premium for not getting carded.
They got me through freshman year, I'll take it.
What was your go-to drink freshman year?
I actually came in drinking whiskey, so I would drink Windsor.
Windsor.
Been there.
Classic bottle.
It wasn't great, but other than that, just like probably rum and cokes mostly.
Yeah, I was captaining Coke freshman year. I was a shots guy freshman year. I don't know how.
See,
or why.
I can't rip shots anymore. It's just not there.
Gotta be honest. I've done a couple shots in my heyday. Still, I can still pull a couple back.
Still, I'm trying to prolong the heyday here.
I'm on the curtailing end of my heyday.
At least seven more years left, but
it's on the back half.
Yeah, once my silver birthday comes around, then finally I'll be able to wrap it up.
that's that's the moment.
32. Yeah, check myself into an institution. Just kidding. Just kidding, Mom. So, Sam, I lost my train of thought, but...
I got you. What, you got into any quarantine fads? Are you like, did you get big into baking bread or anything like that?
No, actually, surprisingly, I got big into working out.
Getting big?
Gained 10 pounds of what I hope is mostly muscle, but who knows?
Big guy.
Maybe a little love handles on the side, but...
More loving.
Looking a little bigger these days.
Oh, look at that. I don't think I can picture like a buff Sam Carlson.
I'm pretty sure I went from very skinny to somewhat skinny.
Alright, Sam.
So it's not a big change, but
so
hey.
How tall are you?
6'2".
And then how much did you weigh before? So minus 10 pounds.
So probably start of quarantine, I was 155. I now weigh 165.
You are one skinny mother trucker.
You were an inch, inch taller than me and weighed as much as I did.
Yeah, so I mean, you've seen me. I'm pretty damn skinny.
What? No.
No. When Pete would do his lift up your shirt test, you had no problems. Just put it that way.
I was the ideal male body. I think you
could gain some weight category.
I was the ideal exactly. Male body. Come on.
Okay, we can get this.
That's true.
He actually said that. Didn't work out for me, but he actually said that.
Yeah, Sam, I know what you mean though. Getting like the working out kick. When this whole thing first started, I was like, oh, I'm gonna get a Peloton, so it's just gonna be great. Like I'm just gonna be stuck inside. And then I went to go buy it, and it was like a month backlog. And I was like, a month? Not gonna be worth it if I have to wait a month.
Right.
Little did we know.
Little did you know, the month would have been perfectly fine.
I've been doing 2 months, I was doing basically prison workouts.
Oh yeah.
Just, you know, like pull ups and push ups in my room.
That's what I still do.
So it's been good. I felt like I was getting a little bigger, getting to the half, but then, you know, gyms finally opened up and started going back there a little bit, and it's been nice to actually be able to use equipment.
Gym like Jimmy Beam or gym like GYM?
I guess both.
Yeah.
It's called pre-workout, Grant.
Yeah.
You wouldn't get it.
You're right. I wouldn't understand. I do a lot of
my new apartment has a gym, so it's really convenient. So I can just walk up and do a workout, and no one's there but me. So it's nice and peaceful.
That does sound nice. It does sound nice. I do some prison workouts myself. So I got a pull-up bar that I bought off Amazon, and a floor. The floor is actually pretty good for doing push-ups on. You'd be surprised.
Use the edge of his rack to do squats.
Yep, and I do some dips. What'd you say?
Any yoga? You doing any yoga these days?
I do some yoga usually after I run. I've been running a little bit too. Maybe listen to the beginning of the podcast. We got a little something to talk about. I don't want to break it in.
All right. I actually went for a run for the first time in probably, we'll say, 3-4 months yesterday. Oh, 3 miler, and probably took me 30 minutes, but hey, we got through it.
That's that 400-meter spirit, Sam.
Mm-hmm. So Sam, one other thing before we end in our questions here, one other thing I wanted to ask you is what the hell are you actually doing now? Like, besides prison workouts and...
Are you saying for work?
Well, yeah. I mean, what makes you happy these days?
Well, I love to golf, even though I'm bad. But, you know, anything to get me outdoors, going up north.
Yep.
Go to the cabin, fish. I actually just got a picture that I'll have to send you guys of one of the fish that was caught at our cabin.
Put on your Tinder. Put on your Tinder. Chicks love that.
I heard that.
Yeah, well, it wasn't my fish, unfortunately. It was my cousin's fish.
Did you get to hold it at least?
I did, yeah.
If you got to hold it, that's all that matters. You don't have to catch it.
I have a picture of me holding it, but it wasn't my fish.
Well, put it on Tinder. That's a big thing. Exactly. Yeah.
But I mean, I'm a vet, you know, mostly working, work for Ryan Companies, doing I'm a financial analyst for the senior living development, so.
Nice.
COVID's kept me busy because, as you can guess, senior living has not been doing well.
What?
So it's been an interesting past 4 or 5 months.
I bet.
But, you know, I'm just glad sports are back. Big big PGA Tour guy.
Oh, yeah.
Big big NBA guy, so, and big NHL guy, so it's been good.
Big PGA Tour guy. Who wins this week? PGA Championship.
You know, first I love it. First major. Back. I watched a little of his practice round today, but I got to go. I mean, JT is probably going to win it all.
That's the perfect Samka answer, JT. It's Koepka all day.
I love Koepka. Don't get me wrong. He's my, I'd say he's my number two.
He turns it on. He turns it on at the right time. Look at last week.
But Ricky is in clutch.
Last week.
Ricky's the opposite of clutch.
Yeah.
He's
a finesse player all day. Brooks turned it on in like the second 18, maybe the fucking back nine, basically, until he put a couple balls in the water.
Yep.
I'm telling you, he just turns it on when he wants to. And it's
my goal is to. I'm gonna be as big as Brooks Koepka.
Sign me up for that plan. If it ever works for you, I'll do it.
Sam, if you ever go over 200 pounds and it's just sheer muscle, like I can still see a six pack and everything, I will personally give you $100. I'll deliver it personally to you.
This is a verbal agreement.
It is being recorded. It's being recorded as we speak.
There we go. It's gonna happen. Maybe not 5 years, but 10 years.
Okay. All right.
I'll be huge.
You gotta be jacked. I gotta be able to see the six pack though.
I'll get a four pack. We'll make a deal. A four pack. Because if you're that big, you like a six pack.
Well, he'll double it for a four pack.
I gotta count how many I have.
Alright, fuck it. I'll go with a four pack. I don't care. It's $100 in 100 bucks in 10 years. I think I can probably swing that.
It's going to be half your income.
Yeah. I mean, but 10 years, $100 is going to mean nothing anyway.
Hey, it'll probably give me a case of beer.
I sure hope so.
Oh, God. Alright, let's get into the game. Sam, we're going to play a little classic game of Would You Rather.
Alright.
So you have a little bit of time to think of it, because Grant, I'll go first, Grant.
Go ahead.
Would you guys rather have to sew your own clothes or grow your own food?
To me, they both seem pretty doable.
I'm like the opposite.
But I think I'm going to go with sew my own clothes.
I think I would too, because I just make three outfits, whatever.
I'm going to go grow my own food.
Okay.
Your own food just constant work all day, every day.
It would keep you occupied, though, that's for sure.
Yeah, but like, still the normal life. You can still go to work.
It's easier than...
kind of stinky in three different sets of fucking underwear.
It's still showers.
It's sewing. I feel like growing, it's less... I don't know. I feel like... Yeah,
but like meat, you gotta go hunt your own corn. Meat then, too?
Well, no, I'd be like a... I'd have like cows and pigs.
I like it. I actually kind of like Sam's path here.
So you got protein right there. There's the protein. Like potatoes and beans.
What about maybe some like celery or like carrots or something?
Yeah, I don't really know how you grow those, but yeah, I'm sure that's pretty easy.
Carrots are like some of the easiest shit to grow, I'm pretty sure.
What if you're going on like a nice date and you want to go out to dinner, and they're like, oh, we can only go to this farm to table in my living room. Like,
you're saying I can't even go out to dinner? I have to grow every single thing I eat has to be homegrown.
Okay, but think about it too, though. Chicks love a home-cooked meal from a dude.
Yeah. Plus, you know,
and this guy literally came out and just fucking, he comes out
like hauling hay too, so I'm getting huge. And that's another reason.
Yeah. He wants to show up. He wants to show up. That's true. He's gonna win $100 if he's working out this much. And then he shows up and he doesn't have to show up in this fucking homemade fucking outfit. They show up and he's wearing some nice ass clothes and he's like, oh yeah, I actually made all of this food myself from scratch. Damn.
See, I think you could have the same like awe factor by saying you made all your own clothes.
I don't know, dude. I've seen you try to sew your fucking own buttons on. I'd be a little concerned for you.
I mean, there'd be a big learning curve. I'm not gonna deny that.
Than it is to be sewing clothes.
I just think it's more of like a...
I'm gonna stick with sewing clothes because I can strut into my stuff, but I don't know. I like Sam's path on it too.
I like just the overall hassle of sewing your clothes to be less than growing and killing your own food.
Probably. That's probably me. Correct. And then during the winter, Sam's probably going to go a little bit hungry, but that's okay. Because that's how he makes sure to stay toned when he's putting on this weight.
That's what I reevaluate for the winter.
Yeah, bulking season's in the spring, and we all know that.
Yeah. All right, Grant, what do you got?
So my would you rather is... would you rather only be able to eat things that are like hot and warm, or that are cold, like that are just cold? So, like for reference, like you'd have to eat cold leftovers and like cold water all the time. Otherwise, it's like warm water and hot leftovers.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh God.
Yeah, that's tough.
I'm gonna say, well, here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
If you let the water sit out for a while, does it get lukewarm or does it just stay hot?
It's like room temperature warm. It's not like hot.
You know,
it's not like hot water.
Isn't that better for you drinking lukewarm water?
It is.
It definitely hydrates you more.
I'm going hot then.
Because hot food is better, even though you're losing ice cream and most good desserts.
I'm going cold because I ain't a bitch.
I don't see the correlation between those statements.
Sam, I don't have a microwave in my apartment, so I eat all my leftovers cold already. So I just figure I can do that. I can just keep that up.
Sure. It's not even a question for you. You're just already doing it.
Yeah, I looked at my fridge and I thought about this question real quick.
Here's the thing, you can't really eat meat though.
Sure you can. What do you mean you can't eat meat? You gotta cook it.
You cook it and then you have to chill it.
You cook it, then you have to throw it in the freezer for 15 minutes before you eat it.
Okay, alright.
Yeah.
So you're just wasting time then.
Well, yeah, I mean, sure, we only have so much time on this earth, so I might as well waste some of it.
I want to use every minute, so I'm going to eat my food piping hot. I'm going to burn my mouth.
Yep.
Permanent scar on the roof of your mouth from it.
I burn my mouth so often when I eat pizza. It's not even funny. Like, every time I eat pizza, I rip my mouth.
It's coffee for me.
I've been drinking a lot of iced coffee recently because I'm like a basic white male now, and it's pretty good. Just gonna throw it out there.
Unless you have that one, I stick to the hot stuff.
All right, Sam. What's your would you rather?
All right, let me think. All right, would you rather wear winter clothes in the summer or summer clothes in the winter?
That's a good one. That's a very good one.
I don't like this one.
I'm gonna wear winter clothes in the summer because it's cool to sweat, but it's not cool to freeze to death.
That's true.
And if I'm trying to put gains on, I might have to sweat a little bit. You know.
I'm gonna go the opposite. I'm gonna say summer clothes in the winter.
So that brings me to the question, though: Are you the shorts year round guy?
I say like shorts until under summer short shorts, which are talking like 6-7 inch inseam.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably until it's like 50 degrees.
Okay.
And then other shorts until it's like 30 degrees, and then once it gets like 20s is kind of up in the air. Anything below 20 is pants for sure.
I feel like that's a big fella move. Like you gotta be a big
you
guy.
Some insulation there for that.
Yeah,
kind of
you
stuff.
Gotta be.
So you're not a big fella. But I know. I just move fast, so I'm in and out of the door and back in pretty quick.
Yeah, you're a little pasty fella, so you gotta be careful. You know.
I can still get sunburns in the winter, so I don't get a nice tan. But we're in summer clothes in the winter.
Most people, it's like, okay, phone, wallet, keys, mask. It's for Sam, it's phone, wallet, keys, mask, and sunscreen.
Yep.
Sunscreen all the time. I actually take a bath and sunscreen every morning just to make sure I don't get sunburned.
That's not a bad idea.
I think I have to go, just for lack of dying, I have to go winter clothes in the summer.
Yeah, yeah. I just think it sounds...
Yeah, it's gonna suck.
100 degree days, that's not going to be fun.
It's probably going to be terrible. I guess you can also die of heat stroke.
It's not going to be fun for you.
Heat stroke, but, I can just stay indoors and crank up the heat.
I can stay inside and crank on the AC.
You know what? I think Sam is actually just banking on global warming. Sam is just really playing his cards heavy on global warming right now.
That's why I'm buying up all the property 2 blocks in Florida.
Yep, yep. He's buying everything just inside.
Sam owns literally everything. And just 10 years later, oops.
Oh, do you want to build here?
Who could have known?
Who could have known? I made a promise that I'd only wear fucking shorts in the winter, so...
So here's this can of air salt I'm just going to spray constantly.
You see that hole in the atmosphere?
Sam did it.
Yeah, now we're laughing about the demise of an entire world. All right.
Do you have any questions for us, Sam?
Yeah, now's your shot.
You guys are both in Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. How about them Cubs this year? You both are Cubs fans, right?
Oh yeah.
How about these Cubs, man? 8-2? They're on fire.
Dude, it's something else. I live about, what, 4 blocks from the game today.
I hope you don't smash your phone anytime soon.
We've already done that once. They won. We're good. Don't have to do it again.
I mean, those are happy shots.
Those are happy. That's a happy smash.
It was.
Happy smash.
It was not at the time, but now it is.
That was a happy smash, for sure. So,
you gotta do things. Certain things just have to be done.
The last question we have for you before we let you go is, when are you coming to Chicago?
Obviously couldn't during the pandemic, but
yeah,
now
great excuse.
I'd say a little safer to travel. I'm open to whenever.
Our doors are open.
We actually we have an office out in Naperville, so I could come visit whenever. My immediate boss actually works out of that office, so I can really work from wherever. So,
oh, look at that.
You name the time, you name the place, and I'll be there.
I mean, we're here.
Wednesday, 7 a.m.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
All
right, Sam.
All right, Sam.
Thanks for
coming
on.
Thank you so much, man.
Hey, thanks for having me.
That was our good friend Sam Carlson. I really enjoyed that.
Hope he breaks in that bar properly.
I hope he breaks in the bar properly that he just bought.
Do you have to christen it like a boat? And, like,
I'm pretty sure you have to like buy a Miller High Life and crack it on there because it's a champagne of beers.
Yeah, that's good. Sounds about right.
Yeah, yeah. I did that in my apartment.
Every weekend, gotta christen it.
Yeah. Well, that's when I pee on it too. But it was a lot of fun having him on. I think the last time we talked to Sam, he was still in college.
So or just graduated, or is close. It's been a year or so.
So it's really fun for us too to follow our friends grow.
You're getting so savvy with it, I love it.
So. It was a lot of fun. I hope he listens to it.
I hope he takes us up on the offer to come visit.
I hope he comes and visits. I hope anyone that wants to visit visits. And I hope that everyone that wants to see me run a 430 mile...
lets us know.
...votes on it. So, that being said, we will jump into the end here. Charlie, what is your quote?
Each morning we are born again. What we do today is what matters most. Ooh. Buddha.
Deep.
Buddha.
Opinions are like poetry, and most people fucking hate poetry.
Deuces.
Anonymous.
I'm out of here.